I'm a man on a mission, yeah, this man's got a plan. Ever since I can remember, I've been a Florida Gator fan. You think I would have given up by now? No way. No
how. You're listening to Gatorators, the official podcast of Gatorade.com. I'm Joe Morgan.
And I'm Will Smith.
Welcome to today's show. We got some big news for you at the end. So, cliffhanger, you guys are going to have to actually listen to us speak about Florida basketball before you get to hear our big news. Or you could just fast forward to the end, but, like, don't do that. We will make it worth your while. So just sit back, relax, listen to us talk some Florida basketball. So, the Gators had a pretty good run since we last posted an episode. They've won four straight with the home wins over Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and, of course, the big road win over South Carolina. So, Will, you know, watching Florida recently, what's your take on the sudden improvement?
That's a good question, Joe, and I'm not even sure I can answer it. Generally, they've been playing better basketball. You can kind of argue against Tennessee they should have been playing better, rival games are very unpredictable. The other team's always going to have a target for you, whether you're having an up year or a down year. So, I mean, either way, I can see it was... I mean, while watching the game, you could see Tennessee was playing at an extremely high level. And Florida was playing at a good level, too. So that's what made the game so interesting. It wasn't that it was just close and Florida was playing poorly. However, they had those big wins against Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and South Carolina, which kind of helped prove the point that they are playing at a better level. I know early in the season, you know, after the loss against UCF, I was really down on this team. I didn't think they'd go very far, but I definitely think they can, at the very least, make it to the Sweet 16. They'll probably lose in either finals or semifinals of the SEC tournament. But at this point, it's almost set in stone that they'll probably win at the East. They have five games left against LSU, Georgia, Kentucky, Alabama, and Vanderbilt. Of course, Kentucky and Vanderbilt are still ranked. All three of those other games are extremely winnable games. They have wins against Georgia already. Though it was a double overtime game. But they can definitely win that game. Alabama is definitely not known for its basketball, despite it being first in the West.
However, great job by...
You know, that's not really saying that much, though. West isn't very good at basketball. They're 16-8 overall.
Mm-hmm.
And LSU, you know, they're having a decent year, but not really because they're having a losing season.
Well, one thing I noticed with this team is that the maturity of the players is finally starting to show. You know, the Gators have seniors and Alex Tyus, Vernon Macklin, Chandler Parsons, and, you know, you have a junior, Irving Walker, and... You know, it's nice to see that leadership finally playing a role. You know, the Gators have had three of the last four games have been close contests. And, you know, you could argue that the home crowd helped push them over. But, you know, I think this leadership and this experience is finally starting to take hold. And you can't deny the performance by Chandler Parsons, who has exploded recently. Had six consecutive game streak of double-digit rebounds broken against Tennessee because of his injury. We'll talk about that later. And he was also riding a three-game streak of double-doubles with points and rebounds until the Tennessee game. But, you know, Florida just – I believe they could win the SEC, believe it or not. And I was really down on this team. But I like what I see from them. I really do. Billy Donovan is obviously doing working wonders with these guys, and it seems like they finally get it. I think the point where I really started to have faith in this Florida team is when they – went to South Carolina and just demolished the Gamecocks. You know, they came off two huge wins against Vanderbilt, who I think Vanderbilt could make a huge run in the SEC tournament, if not win it. And, I think Vanderbilt for the classes of the SEC. But and then that big win over Kentucky, who's very talented but still very young. But, you know, that win over South Carolina, Florida normally would experience a drop-off after a big win against Kentucky, but... They came on the road in South Carolina and completely demolished them in all facets of the game. So I thought that was very impressive. But I'll tell you why I think Vanderbilt could, you know, potentially win the SEC tournament. I mean, the East looks like it's – I mean, Florida has a 2.5 game lead in the East. So it's certainly in their favor to win the regular season crown with Vanderbilt 2.5 back. But I think Vanderbilt can take the East because – if you remember, Florida and Vanderbilt were very back and forth throughout that game. And there was actually, I mean, I can't remember the exact moment, but there was a pretty controversial call that led to the game, led to regulation ending in a tie. So, I mean, I'm very high on Vanderbilt. I think they're a great ball club, and they're going to be a team to be reckoned with in the East and in the tournament. But, I've been very impressed with Florida's efforts so far. And, you know, just the explosion of Chandler Parsons. But Will Parsons obviously injured himself in the Tennessee game, collided with Alex Tyus going for rebound. And early on, I thought it was his hip. I thought it was a hip injury, and so did the ESPN people. But apparently, he deep thigh bruise with internal bleeding, according to Billy Donovan, and he is out indefinitely. So, Will, how do you think this is going to affect the team?
Well, it's a big problem because Chandler Parsons has finally begun playing at the level at which he was expected at the beginning of the year. And with such a big loss, you know, he's coming off with 7.7 average of rebounds. He's scoring a lot of points. He's, you know, pretty much carrying the team almost. He does an excellent job at knowing when and how to throw a three-pointer. And he just has that experience and leadership that team needs. With him gone, the likely starter will be Eric Murphy, who has played with the Gators for a couple years now. He probably is the only one off the bench who consistently scores. And every game that he's played, excluding three, he's scored points. He averages 2.9 rebounds per game. And, you know, he doesn't get nearly as much playing time as Chandler Parsons. He hasn't broken 20 minutes in a game. His highest came against American University. And, you know, he's definitely a solid player, but he's not someone who can fill in the shoes for Chandler Parsons, mm-hmm. which is going to create a huge problem in upcoming games against Vanderbilt and Kentucky if Chandler Parsons doesn't come back in time. He can definitely last throughout the LSU game. That shouldn't be a problem. He can keep up with those guys. Mm-hmm. The question's coming once that Georgia stretch comes up with Georgia and Kentucky. He can deal with the Alabama guys, and then he's got the Vanderbilt problem. Hopefully, and I'm sure Billy Donovan can coach him well enough to do a solid job. You know, there's a reason why he is on the bench. I'm not saying he's a bad player, but there's a reason why he's not the starter. So hopefully, you know, everyone else can keep up, play at a level to support the loss of Chandler Parsons. Hopefully everyone will get the motivation after losing him. But this could possibly cause a loss in the Kentucky and Vanderbilt games mm-hmm. just because Chandler Parsons is gone.
Yeah, losing Parsons is a huge deal, I believe, because he played most of the Tennessee game hobbled, and Florida, I thought, was very sloppy once he sustained an injury. It's a huge deal. It's really hard to describe. You see, Will's right, where Florida could probably make it through LSU. Like, that is a road game, though, so it's probably going to be pretty tough. But Florida's going to have a tough time. They're hosting Georgia, and remember, Georgia took Florida the two overtimes earlier, and you know, Florida, even though they've been on a pretty good stretch recently, they could very easily fall back into the pattern of playing at the level of their opponents, if you will, stepping up their game for big time opponents and then maybe not playing to their full potential against non historically good basketball schools. So basically what I see is Parsons' loss is really going to affect the team. You're going to have Casey Prather, Eric Murphy, guys like that contributing in his position. But honestly, you're not going to be able to duplicate the rebounding and scoring of a team leader. And also, Chandler Parsons is a team leader. The dynamics of the team obviously changed when he was limited and eventually taken out of the Tennessee game. He's a lightning rod for this team. He had made those two buzzer beaters last year, and his leadership is undeniably one of the key factors in Florida's turnaround. So losing Parsons is a very big deal, and Florida's just got to do their best to recover from it, and I really don't think they will. Hopefully it's nothing too serious, and he's only gone for a couple games. Luckily, Florida has the 8 off days between Tennessee and LSU, but it certainly doesn't look promising at all. And if he's out for an extended period of time, then the Gators could forfeit that SEC East lead to a Vanderbilt even a Kentucky.
Vanderbilt is 2.5 games behind, so in 5 games, you'd have to lose, at least 3 of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the big announcement.
It's time.
It's time to unveil news that will forever change the face of Gatorade.com. And we're going to go ahead and eliminate some possibilities. Number one, we're not changing the spelling of Gatorade to Gatorade because, frankly, the sports drink company would not be happy about that.
Yeah, and Griffin's not getting a Twitter.
Griffin is not getting a Twitter. That is right.
So what could it be,
Joe? What could it be? Well, Gatorade.com is very pleased to announce that we have added 2 new writers. 2. Dose. A couple. That's
double.
A pair.
That's double.
2 more writers. I know you're thrilled. And here are their names. We have a new football recruiting writer, and his name is Drew Pritchard. Very excited to have Drew on board. And our new basketball writer, Eli Marger. So, Will, what do you think of the new recruits?
I think they're great choices. We met with Eli today. He's a great guy, and, he's going to be contributing a fair amount to the website. I'm pretty excited for both of them.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Drew via email, and he's a good guy. Checked out Eli and Drew's stuff on Bleacher Report. They're both very good writers. I invite you to check out their past work if you feel so inclined, and they are going to get started for Gatorade.com very soon. We're both very excited about that, and we can't wait to see them get going. And they will be appearing on the podcast from time to time as well, so y'all will get to know them and hear their voices, and it's going to be good. And good news for all of you Gatorade or Tweeple out there, both Eli and Drew have Twitter accounts. Did you know that, Will?
I did.
They both have Twitter accounts. And Drew's, you can follow Drew Pritchard, ready for it, at Rich1Gator. And that one is like the number, so Rich1Gator. And Eli's Twitter name is Eliminate, and that's with 2 M's in the middle. So, I see what he did there. That's pretty clever. Yes, but follow Eliminate and Rich1Gator on Twitter, as well as Joe_Morgan and Will_Smith52. We talk Gators, and we are probably the best tweeters on Twitter.
Probably. I'd say most definitely.
Oftentimes we find ourselves in tweest mode, if you will. Okay, that joke didn't fly with Will. He didn't find it too funny. I should quit while I'm ahead. But we are very pleased to welcome Drew and Eli aboard. Cannot wait to get started with them. But that is all for tonight. Florida basketball will face LSU Sunday, 1 o'clock p.m. on ESPN. And that should be Eli's writing debut, actually, in response to the game. So stay tuned to Gatorade.com for that. Thank you for listening, and
go Gators. Gators.
I'm a man on a mission, yeah. This man's got a plan.